cheer in Chester?
It would appear so, but since I cannot hear, I've no idea why. This is of no interest to me now. I'll go inside to prepare our supper. Do as you please. Why children would be sent into a battle is beyond me. I can't understand it.
I've had enough of this.
Had enough of what?
The hermit has been more than generous to us, and I'm very much obliged, I'm sure. But I'm getting as fat as a pet pony, eating all day and getting no exercise. Let's go on to Narnia.
I agree. Let's go.
You mean now?
Yes.
But I wouldn't hurry things. Now would be much too soon. Some other day, don't you think?
We must see Shasta. Not only to say our goodbyes, but to apologise to him.
Well, of course.
We'll go to Anvard to see him and then be on our way to Narnia. And why shouldn't we start at once? After all, I thought it was Narnia we all wanted to get to.
Of course. But there's no need to rush things, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Why don't you want to go?
Well, don't you see, ma'am? It's an important occasion. Returning to one's country. Entering society. The best society. It is so essential to make a good impression. We're not perhaps looking quite ourselves yet.
It's your tail, Bree. I see it all now. You want to wait till your tail's grown again. And we don't even know if tails are worn long in Narnia. Really, Bree, you're as vain as that Tarquina in Tashban.
You are silly, Bree.
I'm nothing of the sort. I have a proper respect for myself and for my fellow horses, that's all. By the lion's mane, Tarquina.
Wait, Bree. I have no interest in the cut of your tail. But I've been wanting to ask you something for a long time. Why do you keep swearing by the lion and by the lion's mane? I thought you hated lions.
So I do. But when I speak of the lion, of course I mean Aslan, the great deliverer of Narnia who drove away the witch and the winter. All Narnians swear by him.
Is he really a lion?
No. Of course not.
All the stories about him in Tashban say he is. And if he isn't a lion, why do you call him a lion?
Well, you'd hardly understand that at your age. And I was only a little foal when I left, so I don't quite fully understand it myself.
Oh, Bree.
Now, wait, Aravis. You asked a question and I want to answer it. No doubt when they speak of him as a lion, they only mean he's as strong as a lion, or, to our enemies, of course, as fierce as a lion, or something of that kind.
Bree.
The least you could do is to stand still when I'm talking to you. Now, as I was saying, even a little girl like you, Erebus, must see that it would be quite absurd to suppose he is a real lion. Indeed, it would be disrespectful.
What should we do? Run?
Run?
He's too close now.
Run? Don't be rude. I'm merely explaining that if he was a lion, he'd have to be a beast like the rest of us. Why, if he was a lion, he'd have to have four paws and a tail and whiskers.
Bree, there's a lion right behind you.
Oh, I see. You're playing a prank, a little joke.
Come on, Will. Don't just stand there.
Go, child, go. Yes. Oh. It's easy to see that this isn't a normal lion. Sir.
Gwyn, where are you going?
Please, great lion, if you must eat one of us, well, you're so beautiful. You may eat me if you like. I'd sooner be eaten by you than fed by anyone else.
Dearest daughter. I knew you would not be long in coming to me. Joy shall be yours. Now breathe, you poor, proud, frightened horse. Draw near.
Yes, sir.
Nearer still, my son. Do not dare not to dare. Touch me. Smell me. Here are my paws. Here is my tail. These are my whiskers. I am a true beast.
Haslan, I'm afraid I must be rather a fool.
Happy the horse who knows that while he is still young. Or the human, either.
Draw near, Erevis, my daughter. See, my paws are velveted. You will not be torn this time.
This time, sir?
It was I who wounded you. I am the only lion you met in all your journeyings. Do you know why I tore you?
No, sir.
The scratches on your back. Tear for tear. Throb for throb. Blood for blood. Were equal to the stripes laid on the back of your stepmother's slave because of the drugged sleep you cast upon her. You needed to know what it felt like.
Yes, sir. Please.
Ask on, my dear.
Will any more harm come to her by what I did?
Child, I am telling you your story, not hers. No one is told any story but their own. Be merry, little ones. We shall meet soon again. But before that, you will have another visitor.
Oh, he's gone? So soon?
What other visitor?